Welcome to the Boss Babe Chat. I'm your host, Cashy K, the entrepreneur best friend you always wanted. In this podcast, I'm dropping gems for all the entrepreneurs and boss babes worldwide. Business, lifestyle, and all boss babe things, of course. So it's been a while, you guys, but I'm back. Season 2, Episode 1, Boss Babe Chat, we here. In fact, I'm actually on a business retreat right now, sponsored by Exquisite Heart Brand and Boss Babe Chat. Today's episode is going to be a little bit different. Since I am on my business retreat, I felt it was only right to interview one of my clients who's here with me. She came all the way from Mississippi just to be a part of the Boss Babe Chat Network. Her name is Penny Bailey, and she represents the Sophisticated Lifestyle Boutique.
Hey, Boss Babes, it's your girl, Penny Bailey, the owner of the Sophisticated Lifestyle Boutique. My boutique caters to your inner girly. I've been in business for about 2 years now. The Sophisticated Lifestyle Boutique stands for a lot of things. Like, I firmly believe that women do not have to show their breasts or their butt to feel beautiful. I offer more of modest women clothing for ladies of my generation. And what made me start a boutique was one day I walked inside of White House Black Market, and I realized that the women in that store did not look anything like me, whether it was skin color or if it was age. So that's just made me, go out here and decide to, like, hey, let me get clothing for women like me.
Right. Now, how long did it take you to actually start selling products? Like, what was the thought process? What went into it? Were you thinking about it for a year? Were you thinking about it for a few months? Like, what was that process like for you?
It actually took me a couple of months. Once I actually decided, like, yeah, I'm finna go ahead and start the business thing, that's when I started doing my research, like, whether it was, like, YouTube, doing a lot of reading, following a lot of boutique owners, asking a lot of questions. And that's how I actually came across you. And, I had been following you for some months on Instagram. Then I think it moved on to Facebook as well. It takes a lot to run a boutique. I know it may not seem like it on the outside, but trust me, it does.
Yes, trust us. It is a lot. I can vouch for this because I also own a boutique amongst my business and brand consulting company, and it's a process. Some people, like myself, I actually make my clothing, so that is a process within itself. Wholesaling is one thing, but when you're actually starting to sew your designs and embroider them and actually draw your designs, that becomes a whole different ball game, because you're no longer just buying and reselling. You have to be more creative. It's more time consuming and it's more detailed. So yes, it is a full-time job. A lot of people, they sleep on us business owners. A lot of people, right, sleep on us small businesses, and y'all need to stop sleeping on us, period, point blank. Right. Don't sleep on the small businesses. We are booked, we are busy, and we put in that work.
Definitely, definitely. Like, my goal in the future is to actually design my own clothing as well. But right now, I'm just sticking to just, using the vendors' products, and just, promoting that and marketing that. And that is also a, struggle with some business owners and boutique owners. If you don't know how to effectively market
and network, it's not just about the marketing either. The networking is definitely important as well, right, because you could have all the proper content, but if you're not, doing what you're supposed to do with that content, then having the correct material is pretty much useless.
I can see that. Because it's more than just, posting, hey, I got these stacked leggings, come by. Like, it's more than that.
And people don't understand that. I feel people look at us business owners and they just think money just gets made without putting in the work.
And
being a business owner and running your own company is harder than working for someone else. You get more luxuries and leisures, but it's harder. Because if I worked in an office from 9 to 5 every day and not a single client came into that office, I would still have to get my pay.
Right.
When you're a business owner, not promoting or putting in that work from 9 to 5, you're not going to eat. You're going to starve. You're not going to make any money. So we have to go 10 times harder, honestly.
And you do. It's a lot, you know. If I knew this back then, it probably would have made me second guess. But now, since I've already jumped in this ocean, I'm now learning how to swim. And I don't know if you guys have it, but if you have somebody that is there for you at your arm's reach that can help you answer your questions, like Cashy is like right there, boom, text, boom, call, you know, it makes things easier, it makes things smoother. And if you don't have that, I mean, I highly suggest you will be hard.
I tell people you guys go back to that first episode when I'm sitting here telling you guys that I had no one helping me when I started my first business, my very first business. I didn't have anyone around helping me. It was all trial and error. I didn't have a business consultant. I didn't have a brand consultant. I didn't have someone, you know, calling me like, hey, no, take that down, or, you know, reword that, or go about this way. I didn't have a mentor. I didn't have anyone. So that's why I definitely love my job. I'm just passionate about helping people. And it's 2020. There's so many resources. That's the main point of what we're saying right now. There's so many resources. So if you have those resources and you can network, utilize it.
Right.
Don't be someone just trying to figure it out on your own if you don't have to. If you can reach out to someone and they can help you, even if the person charges for their services, because, you know, everyone has to eat. Everyone has their own businesses. But there's nothing wrong with paying for the help if it's going to be done the proper way. I'd rather you pay a consultant or pay someone to do something properly for your business than to venture out on your own and lose thousands because you trialed and error. You did this company, that company, or maybe you ordered from this vendor and the stuff never came, opposed to you contacted a professional and they're going to point you in the right direction.
Right. Like back in 2018, when I first, you know, started my business, I didn't have that help at first. So I was doing a lot of trial and errors. I was starting out with some of these these overseas vendors where the material was coming back synthetic, but it looked like cotton. And that was, you know, hundreds wasted. But now I got my vendors set. You know, now here it is, 2020, I met Cashy. I'm like, girl, I got this. Should I do this? Should I open up a physical location? So, you know, and like she said, you know, really pay for the consultant. Like, she's already been down that road. Like, she just doesn't know how much hundreds she has saved me with her advice. Like, because I would have made literally the same mistakes as her if I never, you know, took my problems to her or took, you know, ask questions. Like, you are a business person, it's okay to ask questions.
Right, and it doesn't even have to be from a business or a brand consultant. You could ask other business owners questions. Hey, like, mm-hmm. what do you do for this? What do you do for that? And, you know, some people, they'll be open to answer it. Some people, you know, they might act like it's the Krabby Patty formula.
I don't know.
And you can't be mad about that either, honestly. I don't knock anyone's hustle. You can't be mad that someone doesn't want to share their information with you. You can't be mad at all because, like I said, people went through trial and error. People put a lot of money into their brand and can't just be giving out certain secrets. But it's just about finding the right people, utilizing your resources, and yeah. Things will pick up. It always starts off slow, depending on your business, but things pick up. And once you build that momentum and you get consistent, clients, and you know, those that one time client turns into a repeat client, or they send you a referral and now that person refers you, and it just keeps going and going. But you have to build that momentum, not only with the clients, you have to build that momentum with the people that you're doing business with. Example, the vendors or whoever you may be getting your labels from. You have to build that momentum and you have to build that connection, and it doesn't happen overnight. It takes a while for you to actually like learn your customer in full. The same way it may take me a while to learn a client, but after a while of working with some, you know, this person's not going for this, or this is something they'd be interested. You get what I'm saying? Yeah, this is something they'd be interested in. So it's just about building that momentum, taking things, you know, take things slow or take things fast. I just say take things at your own pace. It doesn't matter if you're a fast person or a slow person. Everyone has a different pace for things. Just go at your pace. And don't be cheap. That is one of the main things in business. I'm not saying you got to go out there when you're starting a business and spend thousands. And I'm not saying you got to go spend $20,000 to start a business, because you don't. However, don't be cheap. You have to be willing to spend money to make money. It is impossible. You can't penny pinch and think that you're going to make hundreds or thousands of dollars back. It's not going to happen. People notice when you put a lot of time, effort, and money into your brand. And once you do that and you're not only into business for the money, that's when you will start reaping your blessings. That's when you'll start seeing benefits. And overall, you'll just have an ultimate better business experience. If you're in this for just the money, whatever you're doing, it doesn't matter if you're a barber, a beautician, a nail tech, a boutique owner. It doesn't matter if you sell sneakers on the train. If you're just doing it for money and there's no passion or love in it,
we can tell. People can tell.
People definitely can tell.
And, you know, that will, you know, most likely have people turn away. Like, I remember back in 2018 when I made my very first sale. And I remember, you know, days not making a sale, you get discouraged. I remember weeks, months not making a sale. And I'm why am I not making a sale? And I'm like, at this point, I learn now, stay consistent. Now the fact that I post every single day, if you go on my Sophisticated Business page, you will see every hour on the hour I post a product. As long as you keep putting it in their face, if you stay consistent, you stay on their mind, that increases your chances of getting a sale. That's just like if, because I went days, you know, not posting anything when I first started
and
my business.
And you see that difference, don't right? you? Right. You see the difference.
My website views would be like 1 and 2. But then now that I post, you know, every single day on the hour, now I'm getting, you know, over 100 website views. I get, you know, over, you know, 15 ads to the carts. Stay consistent. Like, stay consistent. I cannot stress it enough. Like, and when you look at it, like, when you get all these website views, that's just like people walking into your physical store.
It is encouragement. The fact that they were even interested.
Right.
It is.
Right. Right. As long as you know that they're interested, they're going to come back. And if a person inboxed you or questions you about a product, respond to them. You know, I seen on my news feed, a lady was telling the girl, you know, because the girl was asking her a question about a product, and she said, come back when you're ready to purchase.
I think I saw that too.
And I think
you could shy away potential clients as
that
well.
Was, yes. Because that girl could have taken that message, you know, more negatively. She could have taken it offensively, and she probably would have never shopped with her. And I had to tell the girl, you know, hey, when they question you about your product, they're showing interest. So that means that you already have their attention. Post it again. That's going to increase.
Sometimes some people want to shop with you, but they want to see who you are. So it's right. Also not just about having a great product. You could have the best product ever, but if a customer comes to you and you have a nasty disposition or you have a bad attitude, they may not want to shop with you anymore. It doesn't matter what product you have. So Understand that. That is so important for you guys to understand that it's not just about having a good product or having a good name for your company. A lot of things play into factor. Some people, they care about your overall character. If you have a snotty disposition or you're not responding to messages, or when you do respond, you're coming across a certain way, that right there is going to block your blessings. It's going to block your sales, and you're going to learn eventually.
Yeah, you will learn to not do that. You will.
All of my niggas engaged, I don't think anyone tell us. Hitting the slug in my runners, we was on road for that money. We was on road for that guap, running that shit to 100. Nigga, we came from the dirt, nigga, we came from the mud. Whole clique full of ballers, nigga, we still doing numbers. We came from the mud, yeah, that's the bottom. I don't think anyone loves us.
I don't think anyone
loves us.
Finessing
the trap, making it back, spending it over my
blood. Spending it over my blood.
Back on road, we was out chasing that product.
We was on road for that money, whole clique full of shooters. Nigga, we still doing numbers.
Hey Boss Babes, my name is Tashika Green, CEO of Amar Proper Minx. I currently sell mink eyelashes and will be offering more products over these next few weeks. I can't wait. I'm excited. I started my company to encourage everyone to embrace who you are. Please embrace who you are and don't let anyone tell you any different. When people buy my product, I want them to wear my lashes with confidence and love themselves. Always have the most confidence in yourself. You know what you want for yourself, and anything else anyone has to say about you should not matter. Love yourself. Thank you again, babes, for listening. You can find me at Amar Proper Minx on IG, and don't forget to use Boss Babes at checkout.
Thank you all so much for tuning in. I'm your host, Cashy K. This was another episode of Boss Babe Chat. If you haven't already, make sure you guys follow me on Instagram, add my business page, shop my website. Everything can be found in the description. And I'm so happy to be back. I know it's been a while, but I appreciate you guys so much. And we have many more episodes to come. Girl gang, we here.
Hey, hey.
Hey, what's up, everyone? My name is Tajay Henry, and I am a NASM certified personal trainer. The name of my brand is Heavy Fitness, and I am located in Miami, Florida. I've been into fitness since I was a little kid, played three different sports, basketball, track and field, and soccer. I played Division I basketball at Mississippi Valley State University, where I earned my bachelor's degree in health, physical education, and recreation. My goal is to help everyone as I possibly can to live a better and healthier lifestyle. I specialize in weight loss, muscle gain, and sports performance. You can find me on my Instagram page at heavy_fitness_. You can also find me on my Facebook page at Heavy Fitness. Contact me as soon as possible so we can talk about your fitness goals and ways that I can support you. Thank you and have a good day.
Yeah. Whoa.